Okay, good morning. I've been specifically deputized to welcome everybody to the Bnei Yeshurun Beis Medrash program. The schedule is, this morning Shir Binyanei Sukkos is sponsored by Fran and Jerry Weinberg and family in memory of Rav Yaakov, Rav Yitzhak, Tzvi Weinberg, Zatzal. The next Shiurim will be October 10, October 17, and October 24. And this morning Shir, contrary to the publicity, is Binyani Shabbos V'Yom Tov, but I think Rabbi Sachs will try to work Sukkos in somehow. L'chava Gadol, no Sachs.
Okay. I wanted to devote this morning's shiur to the relationship of Shabbos Yom Tov, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, many of the Yom Tovim that Bezras Hashem we are currently experiencing. As you know, many sugyas in Maseches Beitzah discuss cases, the relationship of the 2 days of Yom Tov, the relationship of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, especially when Yom Tov borders Shabbos, and as we just experienced, the Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. The Gemara raises the following issue in Beitzah Daf Dalet, when one experiences the 2 days of Yom Tov as we do in Chutz Laretz, how does one view the relationship of those 2 days? Should it be considered Kedusha Achas, a single Kedusha, or are the 2 days of Yom Tov two distinct Kedushas? As you know, in Eretz Yisrael, but a single day of Yom Tov, the reason we observe a second day is because of the concern of Sveika Dioma. We were not aware as to what day Rosh Chodesh was, and therefore there was a matter of doubt in terms of whether this was the day of Yom Tov, or Yom Tov perhaps was not today, but rather tomorrow, and therefore the Gemara tells us the need to observe 2 days of Yom Tov. That concept of Sveika Dioma, in two distinct days of Yom Tov, Kedushachas or Shtei Kedushas. The Gemara tells us in Beitz and Daf Dalet that we assume the 2 days of Yom Tov are two distinct Kedushas. And what difference does it make, whether it's Kedushachas or Shtei Kedushas? The Gemara suggests a couple of differences. One, the very beginning Sugi Maseches Beitzah, Beitzah Shenol de Yom Tov. Let's assume a hen lays an egg on the day of Yom Tov itself. Certainly it is Mukta on that day. Does it remain Mukta on day two? If you should argue that the unit of 2 days of Yom Tov is Kedush Achas, it's one extended, elongated day. What is Muksa on day one remains Muksa on day two. If you assume, however, that is not true, Shtei Kedushos, no de bazeh, muteres bazeh. That's one distinction. And then the Gemara somewhat later in Daf Yud Zayin mentions the following. The possibility, as in this year, of making a tnai, a stipulation regarding your Eruv, specifically in a case of Eruv Tavshilin. One is obligated to make that Erev on Erev Yom Tov. What if a person fails to do so? Wednesday, things are very hectic. You didn't lay that Erev Tavshilin. Now it's Yom Tov and you realize that you forgot. Is there any recourse? Is there a possibility of creating the Erev today on Yom Tov, or is there not? The Gemara tells us the following Chiddush. If you're discussing a case where Yom Tov falls out as this year on Thursday, Friday, so therefore on Thursday, one can make his Erev Tavshilin. Stating the following, that look, if today, Thursday, is really Yom Tov, tomorrow, Friday, then is Chol, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin to cook from Friday to Shabbos. And if that's not the case, if tomorrow, Friday, is Yom Tov, then today, Thursday, is Erev Yom Tov, what better time to create my Erev Tavshilin than an Erev Yom Tov? The Gemara tells us this is only legitimate if you assume Shtei Kedushos. You have a right to play one day of Yom Tov against the next, and therefore to create the Erev Tavshilin even on Yom Tov Rishon. This is what we assume, the halacha and Tavkuf Chav Zayin, in the siman of Erev Tavshilin, that if a person failed to create the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, you can do so on the first day of Yom Tov. Rabbi Kiveg and others point out the following. And what about a bracha? Do you recite a bracha on that Erev or do you not? We assume, the halacha, Rabbi Kiveg writes that there is no bracha. After all, if the whole Erev is misafek, if today, Thursday, is Yom Tov, then tomorrow is Chol, and I don't need an Erev Tavshilin this year, so therefore no bracha is in fact recited. That's how we assume the halacha, the possibility. On the 2 days of Yom Tov, with exception, as we'll soon see, of Rosh Hashanah, that a person can create that Erev Tavshilin even on Yom Tov Rishon as well, to do so conditionally, but not to recite a bracha. Even though that is what we assume the halacha, that no bracha is recited, that itself is considered to be a chiddush. This requires more of elaboration. We'll deal with it maybe in another shir, but very simply, akasha. If in fact there is a sveika dioma, so even if I create my Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, I still have Sveika Dioma. And if Thursday is Yantif, then Friday is not Yantif, and then there's no need that year for Erev Tavshilin. Why should that issue of Safek Brach and Sveika Dioma hinge on whether the Erev Tavshilin is on Erev Yantif or whether, in fact, it is on Yantif? But that is, in fact, how we assume the halacha. If a person does so, Kedaso Kedin on Erev Yantif, a Brach is recited. The whole Chiddush of Erev Tavshilin is, despite the fact that there is Sveika Dioma, nonetheless, a Brach is recited. That's only if you do so as you should on Erev Yantif. If a person does so on the day of Yantif itself, one can be Masna. However, no Brach, in fact, is recited at that time. This is against the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yantif makes the following very striking observation. The Zman Hazeh, we don't have a Sveika Dioma. We know that Midaraisa, the first day of Yantif, is Yantif. Why do we observe a second day of Yantif? The Gemara tells us in Beitz and Daf Gimel that Minag Avoseichem B'Yadeichem. So therefore we preserve the practice of the earlier generations. The Rambam refers that as a Minhag. Minhag does not mean that it's up to each individual to determine whether he should observe that day. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim writes that one violates an Issa Daraisa of Losasur, even violating certain Minhagim as well. But the Rambam refers to the second day of Yantif as being Minhag. The Ran tells us it's a takana d'rabanan. But the Zman HaZeh, there's no suffix at all. The first day is Yantif min HaTorah, the second day is a Yantif because of Minag Avoseichem B'Yadeichem. So the Rambam writes, if that's true, how can you make any t'nai, any condition, any stipulation posing one day of Yantif against the next? If today is Yantif, tomorrow is not. If tomorrow is Yantif, then today is Chol. That certainly is not true. Today is Yantif min HaTorah. Tomorrow is Yantif Midrabanan, and there is no element to Safek. So therefore the Rambam writes the great Chiddush in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yantif, that nafkamina of the Gemara, that you can be Masna on Yantif Sheni Shogoleos, playing one day against the next, that existed then, but it doesn't exist now. That's the Psak Halacha. The Rambam, as mentioned, we don't paskin like this Rambam. We assume that one could take advantage, exercise the rights of Tnai, even Dizman HaZeh, for after all is the Raivit comments. If we don't have a suffix, the Zman HaZeh, why observe a second day of Yantif at all? And the answer is that Minag Avoseichem B'Yadeichem. We are simply preserving the practice of those earlier generations. So somewhat ironic. Our practice is based on what they would do at that particular time. And when they had a real suffix, they were able to make a t'nai to play one day of Yantif against the next. And you're going to tell me that our practice is more chamor, is more stringent than their practice, when they had the real suffix, and we are only doing so in order to preserve their practice itself. And therefore the Ravid writes, in principle that's true, we don't have an actual suffix, but our observance of the second day of Yantif because of Minag Avoseichem B'Yadeichem allows us to make a t'nai just as they did in the earlier time. But that's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. Reb Chaim discusses the following point, and that is, I mentioned two different nafkaminas as to whether Kedushachas or Shtei Kedushos. One is the Tanai, Erev Tavshilin, for example, one day versus the second. The other issue is Nolda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh, Nolda Bezeh, Sura Bezeh. If something is Muktzah on day one, does it remain Muktzah on day two? The Rambam discusses these two halachos in two different places. The halach of Nolda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yantif. The halach of Tanai, Perek Vav of Hilchos Yantif. Reb Chaim points out the following. In Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yantif, the Rambam writes that Nolda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. And the Rambam stops. The Rambam doesn't mention any caveat at all that this only applied then and it doesn't apply now. You get to Perek Vav of Hilchos Yantif when the Rambam mentions that concept of Tanai, then the Rambam writes, I want you to know that this halacha doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh, because we do not have a Sveika Dioma. One gets the impression from the Rambam of a very interesting split lahalacha, that Bizman HaZeh one cannot be Masna, but nonetheless, Nolda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. That's what Reb Chaim discusses, why in fact that should be. But just for the purpose of our survey, of our overview, the Gemara tells us the 2 days of Yantif are Shtei Kedushos, and therefore, Midina de Gamara Nolda Bezeh Muteres Bezeh, and one can be Masna one day of Yantif against the second. This is not true, as you know, when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara tells us in Beitza and Daf Heyam and Aleph. There we assume Kedusha Achas, to use the language of the Rishonim, Yoma Arichtadam, one extended, one elongated day. Whenever you find this concept in the Gemara, Yom Arichta, Kedusha Achas, as opposed to Shtei Kedushos, it is always L'chumra. We are more machmer on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah than we are on the 2 days of Yantis. So, for example, Rosh Hashanah knows the Bazeh is Asura Bazeh. If this past Rosh Hashanah person forgot to create his Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, we would not allow him the option of doing so on Thursday with Itnai. You can't say if today is Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is Chol, because we treat that day as a single unit. Even though that's true, that Rosh Hashanah is considered to be Yom Arichta Damya, that's not true Midaraisa, of course. Midaraisa, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, and the second day is not. Midrabanan, we treat the unit of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas, as being Yom Arichta Damya. So therefore the Gemara says, as you know, a marked difference between 2 days of Yantav generally as opposed to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that is considered to be Yom Arichta. And as I mentioned, Yom Arichta in the Gemara is always a Chumrah. We are more machmer on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah than we are on the regular Sveita Dioma of Yantav Sheni Shel Golios. Is it ever possible for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Kedusha has to be utilized l'kula, not just simply l'chumra? This is not found in the Gemara, but the Rambam has the case. The Rambam in Hilchos Erevin, Pereches, Halacha Ches, Tes, and Yud, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person wants to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos Yantiv. It's necessary for a person to create an Erev Tchumim. By doing so, that means that he will be konish shvisa. His deer is considered to be in that area, and therefore he's afforded alpayim ama from that area, as opposed to where his house otherwise would be. In order to establish an Erev Tchumim, we know that it's necessary that the Erev be in existence, betchilas hayom, at the onset of the day. After all, that's when the halacha of Tchum is going to be established. So, for example, if I create an Erev Tchumim on Friday, because I want to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos, and Friday afternoon that Erev is destroyed, the fact that it was there Friday morning, Friday afternoon, is not going to help me. That Erev has to be in existence, betchilas hayom, at the onset of Kedusha Shabbos. Once it was in place at that moment in time, then that is established as your Tchum. But if Nechalei Ruvo, if Erev became consumed in such an instance, that is not going to help you if it wasn't in existence the Tchilas Hayom. So I'll give you the following case. Let's assume, for example, that you have an instance of the 2 days of Yantiv. At the very beginning of day one of Yantiv, the Erev was in place. So therefore, that will establish my Tchum for day one of Yantiv. Let's assume something subsequently happens to that Eruv, and it's no longer in existence during the Ben HaShemashos between Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni. One would not be able to go Chutz L'Tchuma on Yantav Sheni. After all, the fact that it was in existence at the beginning of Yantav Rishon is not relevant for Yantav Sheni because of Shtei Kedushos. And therefore, in order to take advantage of that Eruv on the second day of Yantav, it's necessary that Eruv be in existence at that time. The Rambam writes a great Kiddush, a Kula of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Arichta Damya. If in essence it's one extended, elongated day, therefore the Tchilas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is the initial Ben HaShemashos. And therefore if the Erev was in existence at the onset of Rosh Hashanah, even if it was consumed, for example, on Yom Tov Rishon, one is allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because of Yom Arichta Damya. That's the Rambam's case, where it's possible for Kedushachas to be utilized in both directions, not only the Chumrah, but even the Kula, and that the Ravid disagrees with. The Ravid writes, whenever you find Yom Arichta regarding Rosh Hashanah, in that instance, it's not considered to be at all the Kula, it's simply considered to be the Chumrah. The Ravid writes, in fact, Rosh Hashanah has characteristics of both elements. On the one hand, a Sveika Dioma, in addition to that, elements of a Yom Arichta Damya. But that's the novelty of the Rambam. The Rambam allows for Kedushachas to be used, even the Kula, in the case of Ne'echal Eruva. So in terms of our models, we find the following. The 2 days of Yantif, that is considered to be Shtei Kedushos. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that's considered Yom Arichta, although, as we mentioned, not Midaraisa, Yom Arichta on a level of Dirabanan. The Gemara then discusses, what about, as this year, when Shabbos and Yantiv are back-to-back? Is that considered to be a Kedusha Achas, or is that considered to be Shtei Kedushos? After all, in all of these other cases, you're dealing with a second day where the Kedusha Seyom is only Drabanan. If Yantif will fall on Friday, bordered by Shabbos, then one can envision the real instance of a Kedusha Achas potentially on a level of Darais as well. And this is likewise what the Gemara discusses in Beitza and Daf Dalet. The Gemara quotes the Machlokas in the Gemara whether you should assume that Shabbos and Yantif is Kedusha Achas or whether Shabbos and Yantif are Shtei Kedushas. The Miri has an important comment, and that's again Beitza and Daf Dalet. The possibility that Shabbos and Yantif is Kedusha Achas, is that Nidaraisa? Or is that just the Chumrah Drabanan? The Miri comments as follows. Everyone agrees, Midaraisa, that Shabbos and Yantif are two Kedushos. Shabbos and Yantif certainly are distinct, and therefore, Me'ikar Hadin Daraisa, Shabbos and Yantif certainly are Shtei Kedushos. Even the possibility in the Gemara that Shabbos and Yantif are Kedusha Achas, that is true as a Chumrah Drabanan, but not on a level of Daraisa. This comment of the Miri seems to be against the Chiddush of Rashi. Because Rashi writes in Psachim and Daf Mem Vav, this is very relevant for the application of Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara raises a very basic issue. We create an Erev Tavshilin, and somehow that allows us to do certain malachos and certain hachana from a yantiv to a Shabbos. The Gemara tells us the obvious observation. If this would be forbidden min haTorah, if you would not be able to do malach on Yantif to Shabbos, there is no way that an Erev Tavshilin could be matir in Issa Daraisa. That's what the Gemara tells us in Yivamos and Datsani, that Ein Koach Yad Chachamim, Lachar Dovman HaTorah Bekum V'Asei. If something is forbidden min haTorah, there's no rabbinic institution that will tell you, look, just ignore that Torah prohibition. Cannot be. So therefore the Gemara tells us in Sachem Adaf Memvav, Mi Daraisa, there is no need for an Erev Tavshilin. One is allowed to cook, to do certain malacha on Yantif for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. If anything, you can ask the following question. Why is an Erev Tavshilin necessary? Because after all, once we're going to demonstrate why it is not needed midaraisa, why did the Chachamim feel that nonetheless midrabanan, an Erev Tavshilin is required? Why is that true? Why is it that midaraisa, there is no need for Erev Tavshilin? So the Gemara has two different possibilities, the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rabba assumes the following, that look, you're cooking on Yantif. If I were to ask you why you're cooking, you'll tell me I'm cooking on Yantif for Shabbos. Rabba says a very fascinating shiddush. We ignore the Kavanas Agavra. We ignore your intention. We will tell you that that's really not true. You're cooking on Yantif for Yantif. What do you mean, on Yantif for Yantif? Didn't I already have ample provisions for Yantif? But no, Rabba invokes the principle of Hoil. Hoil ve'ik lo'arachim chazilei, hashtanami chazilei. If guests were to come to your home right now, wouldn't you feed them this food? Of course. The answer is that you are cooking on Yantif for Yantif via the principle of Hoil, and therefore anything that's left over we're going to allow you to use for Shabbos. But midaraisa, there's no need for Erev Tavshilin, the principle of Hoil. That's a very great Chiddush of Rabbah. In a word, the Chiddush of Rabbah is we ignore Kavanas Agavra, even though you tell me you're cooking for tomorrow, no Al Pidin, you're cooking for right now. But very important, the Halacha, Tosus comments, and this is what the Magen Avram writes in the very beginning of the Simen of Erev Tavshilin, Tavkuv Chav Zayin, that if the Heter to do Malacha on Yantif for Shabbos is based on the principle of Hoil, you must do all that malacha and all that hachana early enough in the day that you can derive benefit from that on Yantif itself. That's what Tosas comments. Let's assume, for example, a person will start cooking at the very end of the day of Yantif. That will be an Issa Daraisa, and Erev Tavshilin will not help you. It's necessary whenever you have an Erev Tavshilin to see to it that all the malacha, all the hachana is done early enough in the day that there's a broad enough window of time that the food can be used on the day of Yantif itself. The Magen Avraham even quotes the Minog, when the Shabbos, when there was an Erev Tavshilin, that many shuls, they used to bedafke daven early that Shabbos. Because after all, if the women know that the men are going to shul so early, they will make sure to do the malacha and the hachanos very early in the day to make sure it's covered by the principle of ho'il. We assume at least the chumrah as the principle of ho'il. Everything must be done mibod yom to be able in principle to derive benefit from that during the day of yontif itself. That's Rabbah's principle. The Gemara even says a very incredible chiddush. Let's assume, for example, Motzei Yontif is chol. Yontif doesn't border Shabbos. And I'm cooking on Yontif. And you ask me, why am I cooking? And I am telling you, I admit, I'm having a party tonight on chol, and therefore I'm cooking for that party. You know what Rabbah says? Ha'ofe mi Yontif l'chol, ein oloke. There's no Malkus Daraisa. Because if ho'il works, ho'il will work irrespective of whether tonight is Shabbos, or whether tonight is chol. A great chiddush, the Gemara writes, M'sachim adaf, Memvav Mabez. If ho'il is a meaningful concept, it is irrelevant midaraisa, whether tonight is Shabbos, or whether tonight is chol. Obviously, we don't allow for that possibility, but ein oloke, according to Rabbah, there is no malchus in such an instance. This is the chiddush of Rabbah, why midaraisa? One is allowed to cook on yantif for Shabbos, because in essence, you're cooking on yantif for Yontif. And this is against the Shita of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda writes that there is no principle of ho'il. How can you ignore Kavanas HaGavra if I'm cooking on Yontif for Yontif? That's Ochon Efesh. I'm cooking on Yontif for Motzai Yontif, even if Motzai Yontif would have been Shabbos. You can't argue a concept of ho'il. So if that's true, how is it that you're allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos for Yontif for Shabbos? What is the answer? Rav Chisda says, you're allowed to do malach on yantif to Shabbos. There is no Isser. It doesn't have to be justified as yantif for yantif, but sarchei Shabbos nasan b'yantif. According to the view of Rav Chisda, one in principle would be allowed to cook late in the day on yantif for Shabbos. You don't have to cook early enough that one will utilize the food during the first day of Yontif, after all, because Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yontif. And furthermore, according to Rav Chisda, if a person would do Malach on Yontif for Chol, of course Malkus Daraisa. That is Chol Yontif. Against Rabbah in both directions, the Chumrah as well as the Kula. It can only be if tomorrow is Shabbos, but it need not necessarily be early in the day. It can even be B'Sof Hayom as well. That's the Chiddush of the view of Rav Chisda. What is the basis of Rav Chisda Shita? To allow Malacha on Yantif for Shabbos? As the Gemara tells us, Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantif. So Rashi writes the following Chiddush. Rashi writes, so briefly, that's because Rav Chisda is of the opinion that Shabbos and Yantif are Chodza Kedusha. Kedusha Achas. That's what Rashi writes. That's a very great Chiddush. Rav Chisda Shita, Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantif, Shabbos and Yantif are Kedusha Achas. Why is that such a great Chiddush? Because here the Gemara is not dealing with the din Drabanan. Yidrabanan, we have an Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara wants to know the basis of the Heter Midaraisa, to do Malacha from Yantif to Shabbos. And the answer is Kedusha Achas. That means, according to Rashi, number one, Kedusha Achas is Daraisa. If Kedusha Achas would only be Drabanan, again, that would be an example of Akira Stavra Min HaTorah. So Kedusha Achas is Midaraisa, and therefore Kedusha Achas is not just L'chumra, Kedusha Achas is L'kula. Kedusha Achas allows you to do Malach on Yantif for Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of Rashi Shita. In fact, the Ramban of the Mochamah, from that Sugya, Musaf Medaf Memvav, has the following comment. That according to Rashi's structure, that Rav Chisda assumes that Shabbos Nyantif are Kedusha Achas, the Ramban writes, we will not paskin then, like Rav Chisda. Because we assume that Shabbos Nyantif are not considered to be Kedusha Achas, but rather Shabbos Nyantif are in fact Shtei Kedushos. Indeed, a machlokes Rishonim had a paskin, like the view of Rabbah, like the view of Rav Chisda, we are machmir lahalacha for each view. But an important comment that Rashi makes, that the Chiddush of Rav Chisda is that Shabbos and Yontif are considered to be times of Kedusha Achas. According to Rav Chisda, that's true on a level of Daraisa. Is there ever a model of Kedusha Achas on a level of Daraisa? Well, one possibility is Rashi when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif. But there is mentioned, we conclude that Shabbos and Yontif are Shtei Kedushos, the 2 days of Yom Tov, Shtei Kedushos. Rosh Hashanah, Kedusha Achas, but again, not really Midaraisa. After all, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Daraisa, the second day is only Drabanon. Do you ever have two Kedushos Daraisa, where in essence it's Kedusha Achas? And that's the Kiddush of the Rambam, of Hazerev in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud. The Rambam has a case of Kedusha Achas with two Kedushos Daraisa. The Rambam admits that we don't have this Bizman Hazeh, because we never have the possibility of Yom Kippur bordering Shabbos. Yom Kippur will not fall on a Friday or a Sunday, but the Rambam writes, when you're Mekadish al pi hara'iyah, one certainly could imagine Yom Kippur falling on a Friday or a Sunday. The Rambam writes, that is real Kedusha Achas. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, that is considered to be Kedusha Achas. That is the Rambam Shita. The Magid Mishnah writes the following, that it's true that Shabbos and Yom Tov are quite distinct, but there is something that Shabbos and Yom Kippur share that is not true of other times, and that is Yisurei Malacha. When it comes to Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the very same Yisurei Malacha that exists on Shabbos exists on Yom Kippur, and therefore that link is significant enough to label Shabbos and Yom Kippur as Kedusha Achas. Not true of Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos, Lametes Malachos on Yom Tov, the Heter of Meleches Ocho Nefesh. But Shabbos and Yom Kippur, that is the Rambam's case of Kedusha Achas. In fact, the Ran, on the very last daf, Meseches Beis, the daf, Chav Beis, and Aleph, and daf Harif, makes the following comment. With this in mind, you can understand the difficulty that the Balamor raises in the Gemara. The very first daf, Meseches Beis, and daf Beis, and Beis, the Gemara makes a fascinating observation. You learn Mishnayos. You know there's Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara terms this Yesh Mukhtar, Ein Mukhtar. Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer, Rabbi Shimon is Mekil. How do you paskin? Like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon. You learn Maseches Shabbos. Rebbe was Misadar the Mishnayos. Lakula. You get the impression that we hold like Rabbi Shimon. You learn Maseches Beitza. You read through the Mishnayos, and the Mishnayos all tilt Machumra, like Rabbi Yudos. The Gemara raises the obvious kasha. Rebbe was the one who was Masada the Mishnayis. Why is it that Maseches Beitza Lachumra, Maseches Shabbos Lakula? The Gemara gives the following answer, the book. Rebbe observed that people naturally were very machmer when it comes to Shabbos, but they didn't quite take Yom Tov as seriously as Shabbos. People didn't take Yom Tov as seriously as Shabbos. People didn't take Chol HaMoed as seriously as Yom Tov. And therefore, when Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis, in order to demonstrate how Chomer Yom Tov is because of the fear of Asi Lizuzuleba, that perhaps will come to degrade the Yom Tov, so therefore Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis l'chomer. That's what the Gemara tells us. And therefore, don't be concerned. This is why Rebbe deliberately arranged the Mishnayis in that fashion, Yom Tov l'chomer, Shabbos l'kula. But a critical issue. Is that true l'halacha? Does it really mean that we should be more machmer on Yom Tov than we are on Shabbos? Or does it mean, no, look, whatever you're going to hold, you're going to maintain consistently. But again, when Rebbe simply codified and formulated the Mishnayis, so therefore, he quoted some Mishnayis l'chumra and some Mishnayis l'kula. This is the discussion in the Rif at the very end of Maseches Beis and Daf Chav Beis Zamer Aleph and Daf Harif, where a major machlokes gaonim, machlokes rishonim, whether this observation of the Gemara was meant l'halacha. The fascinating possibility, we will be more machmer on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. That's not going to be true when it comes to Yisurei Daraisa. But when it comes to an Issa D'Rabbanan, where what's driving many of the Yisurei D'Rabbanan is Shema Yavo, so therefore one could naturally assume that the greater the likelihood of Shema Yavo, the more the need to create a Gzera D'Rabbanan. And the more a person simply would be sufficiently cautious, there is no need to create that Isser Derabbanan. So the Balamor raises the following question. How can you assume we are more machmer on Yom Tov than we are on Shabbos? How could that be? Because the Gemara tells us a little bit later, Maseches Beitza and Daf Yud Ches, that seems to be an impossibility. The theme of that sugya is Tvila, person going to mikvah on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The Gemara discusses the following problem. Shouldn't that be usur because of a problem of tikkun mana? After all, if you take something which is tameh and now it becomes tahor, isn't that change considered to be at least an issur d'rabbanan? Mechzei kimisakim. The Gemara answers, no, a very great chiddush, that on Shabbos and Yontif it's not necessarily mechzei kimisakim. The Gemara says that nira kameikar. Just because you see a person immersing themselves in water, maybe they're just doing so to cool themselves off. There were different layers of when that's mutter and when that's asr on Shabbos and Yontif, but not necessarily that they were doing so for the purpose of tahara. So therefore the Gemara writes, it's not called mechzei kimisakein, because after all, that can be justified nira kameika. The Gemara Daf Yerches Mabez raises the obvious question. We again don't assume this way lahalacha, but me'ikar hadin, the Gemara says, if a person must be tovel even on Tisha B'Av, even on Yom HaKippurim, they could do so. If it would really be, right, a tefillah bizmana, not as we have bizman hazeh, a real tevila bizmana, one could be tovel even on Yom HaKippurim. That is not considered to be a rechitza shel tanud. You're not doing it for your own enjoyment, for pleasure, and therefore technically that is mutter on Yom Kippur. The Gemara asked the obvious question. The only reason that it's allowed on Shabbos is because of yirek kameikar, because it looks as though you're simply refreshing yourself. That's impossible on Yom Kippur. Nira kameikar, rechitza shel tanug certainly is forbidden on Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes, forbidden midaraisa. So how can you allow this practice on Yom Kippur if it is permitted based on nira kameikar, which is also on Yom Kippur? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara dismisses the kasha. The Gemara says that mi ikamidi, it's impossible. You cannot have something that is mutter on Shabbos, that is asr on Yom Kippur. It can't be. Don't ask me whether the reason is relevant to Yom Kippur or whether it's not. Bottom line, if something is mutter on Shabbos, it is not a malacha, it cannot be forbidden on Yom Kippur. And therefore, even if the reason doesn't apply to Yom Kippur, it's an impossibility to say that something is mutter on Shabbos. It's not a malacha, but it's asr on Yom Kippur. So the Baal HaMor raises the following difficulty. The Gemara said in Daf Beis that you can have an Isser on Yantif that doesn't apply on Shabbos. So if something can be forbidden on Yantif, which is Mutter on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is more Chomer than Yantif, so why can't you have something which is forbidden on Yom Kippur and Mutter on Shabbos? That's the kasha of the Baal HaMor. What's the answer? The Ran writes the following. Not a kasha at all. Shabbos and Yantif are Shtei Kedushos. And therefore, there is nothing wrong with having something asr or mutter on Shabbos, and that will be the asr or mutter on Yantiv. It's not a question of chumrah versus kula. There are two distinct kedushos. But Shabbos and Yom Kippur are kedusha achas. That's impossible. Saying something is a malach on Shabbos, and it's not a malach on Yom Kippur, is like saying that that's a malacha last Shabbos, but it will not be a malacha this coming Shabbos. That's kedusha achas. The Gemara doesn't mean to say Chumra Kula Shabbos Yom Kippur is Kedusha Achas, and therefore, once you formulate what is considered to be a Malacha Daraisa Darabanan on Yom Kippur, that will apply to Shabbos. What is considered to be a Malacha on Shabbos will apply to Yom Kippur. One cannot distinguish in any shape or form. On Yantiv, there certainly is basis of distinction, and therefore, one can envision Shabbos L'Chumra, Yantiv L'Chumra. It's not an issue of Chumra and Kula. It's an issue of Kedushachas as opposed to Shtei Kedushas. That Kiddush, the Rambam writes, that Shabbos Yom Kippur is considered to be Kedusha Achas. So again, that's an instance where two Kedushas Sayyam on the level of Daraisa, where it's possible to envision a Kedusha Achas. A further issue. Shabbos Yom Tov, as we mentioned, Shtei Kedushas. That's true when Shabbos and Yom Tov are back to back. That's where we assume it's considered to be two Kedushas. But let me ask you the following question. What about a case of a Yom Tov Shechalios b'Shabbos? When Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. Here the Gemara doesn't discuss that directly. Is that Kedusha Achas? Or is that Shtei Kedushas? One could argue as follows. When you have back-to-back Kedushas, so good. The Kedusha of one day is distinct from that of the next. But what happens when you have overlapping Kedushas? Is that also Shtei Kedushas? In the sense that the two elements of the day express themselves independently, And maybe one could argue that's not true. Kedushacha, Shtei Kedushos, when they're back-to-back, overlapping, that everyone agrees is considered to be a fused, a blended Kedushas Hayom. This discussion is not found absolutely explicitly in the Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that it's very relevant to the machlokas between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai and Beis Nedarim Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. A fascinating machlokas when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei. What does the Shmoneh Esrei look like on a Yontif Shechalios B'Shabbos? First three brachos, last three brachos, everyone agrees. What about the midsection of Shmoneh Esrei? Beis Shammai tells us a very great shiddush. Two different brachos. A brach of Mekadesh HaShabbos and a brach of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Two different brachos in Shmoneh Esrei reflecting the Kedushas Hayom, and according to Beis Shammai, very clearly, Shabbos and Yom Tov as distinct Kedushos, that must be expressed, must be marked independently. That's what we do when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei. And Beis Hillel, as you know, disagrees, and Beis Hillel assumes no. A seven brach of Shmoneh Esrei, a single brach of Kedushas Hayom, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. What is that machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai's position seems clear. Two different Kedushas, that of Shabbos, that of Yom Tov, must be expressed independently, even in Shmoneh Esrei. What about Beis Hillel Shita? So you get the Rav explained. Beis Hillel, one could understand in one of two very different ways. One way is the following issue. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that no, Shabbos and Yom Tov that are back to back, good, I'll tell you, Shtei Kedushos. Overlapping Kedushos? Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos, that certainly is a Kedusha Achas. And therefore, a single bracha of Kedusha Sayon, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael, V'Hazmanim. Or maybe one could argue very differently. Maybe in principle, everyone agrees with the Chiddush of Beis Shammai, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are distinct even on a Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos. What is the problem? Let me give you the following example. Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. How many brachos should one have had in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei? I would have argued to start with, you should have had 10 brachos. The first three, the last three, Malchus, Zecharos, and Shofros, additional 3, 9, and now, Kedushas Hayom, you have to mention that today is Rosh Hashanah. 10 brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara has 3 deos in Tanaim, the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Which themes do you combine in Musaf Rosh Hashanah? The halacha, we combine our practice, Malchios and Kedushas Hayom. What's the problem? The solution is combination. But what was the problem? Pastor Beitrich explained the following. The problem is that sugin brachos nefchavches and brachos nefchavtes, where the Gemara says that hani keneged me. The Gemara tells us, you want to establish a minion of brachos in Shmoneh Esrei, as we discussed over the summer months. You can't do so arbitrarily. There must be a model, a precedent for every Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara tells us that it didn't just happen that there are 18 brachos in Shmoneh Esrei. The 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei were patterned after Kapitel Chavtes, Mizmor the David, the Askara Shem Hashem 18 times. The Gemara tells us when Shmuel HaKatan instituted the bracha of the Lamalshinim, a 19th bracha, he had to find a Mekor for a 19 bracha tefillah. The Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah that one must daven is a 9 bracha Shmoneh Esrei, based on different mekoros. One the Gemara mentions is tefillah schana, and therefore, that's the bottom line, a 9 bracha Shmoneh Esrei. And hence our problem. How is it that you can squeeze all 10 themes into 9 brachos? If you'll ask me, Malchios and Kedushas Hayom, aren't they distinct? The answer is yes. However, combination is required in order to result in 9 brachos. Maybe this is the chiddush then of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel in principle will agree with the shita of Beis Shammai, that even on Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos the kedushas are distinct. However, that very same sugya in brachos and avchavtes tells us that the tefillah of Shabbos and on Yom Tov is a 7 bracha Shmoneh Esrei, and now we have no choice but pragmatically to combine, even though in principle, perhaps the Kedushos are in fact distinct. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik explained the following. The Nusach HaGra is that in the bracha of Ahasienu, in our Siddurim it says, on Shabbos you add, Elokeinu v'lokev osenu etzevenu chaseinu. The Nusach HaGra was not to say those 3 words, Elokeinu v'lokev osenu. As the Rashi pointed out, what's the issue? What's wrong with saying Elokeinu of Elokei Avoseinu? The Rav argued as follows, this issue. What is the purpose, as we know from our Slicha, from Piyutim of Elokeinu of Elokei Avoseinu? It's a new psicha. It offsets. You have concluded, and now you are beginning. You've mentioned the Berchas Modecha. You're about to mention Shabbos. Is it necessary to offset, or should one do so? The Chag HaMachzeh as a fused Kedusha. If you assume that in principle, Shabbos and Yom Tov are Kedusha Achas, so therefore don't offset at all. This is not a Kedusha of Shabbos, a Kedusha of Yom Tov, but the Neshima Achas. A Kedusha of Shabbos, Yom Tov, and therefore both should be mentioned together. If you assume no, in principle, Beis Shammai is correct, the Kedushas are distinct, we have a particular difficulty with Chasima, we can only account for seven brachos, but perhaps within the structure, the framework, the body of the Shmoneh Esrei, therefore it's an offset. In fact, if you look in the Ramah, the very end of Hilchos Pesach, in Tav Tei Zayin, the Ramah quotes the Maharal, interesting Kiddush, Yom Tov Shechal Yom Tov Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in Yalav Yavam. This is not just a Yom Tov, this is a Shabbos Yom Tov. And therefore, when you mention the Kedusha Sayom, you mention Yom Tov and Shabbos. Our practice of Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu is consistent with the fact that we do not mention Shabbos Yalav Yavo, we mention Shabbos and Yom Tov independently, even though they are blended, when it comes to the Chasima Sabracha. This issue of overlapping Kedushas can be raised, not only when it comes to Yom Tov Shechal Yom Tov Shabbos, it can be raised even in other possibilities as well. Let's assume, for example, Rosh Chodesh should fall on Shabbos. Is there any indicator that in that possibility that the two Kedushos blend, that the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos merges with the character of Rosh Chodesh? Or do you argue that's not true? One interesting example is the following, in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Machlokas between the Tur and Rabbeinu Yechiel. We've discussed in earlier Shiurim, a person benches on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, forgets the main Hamorah, forgets Ritzei, forgets Yalav Yavo. When are you Chozer, when are you not Chozer? The rule of thumb of the Mechaber Kuf Pei Ches, if there's a Chiyuv Suda, you have to repeat. If there's no Chiyuv Suda, then you don't. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one is obligated to repeat. On Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, no Chiyuv Suda, you don't have to repeat. What about a Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos? In your benching, you fail to mention Yalav Yavo. Do you have to repeat the benching, or do you not? So the Torah writes, you don't. If you forget Ritzei, of course you have to repeat. You forget Yalav Yavo, Rosh Chodesh, there's no Chiyuv Suda. And Rabbeinu Yechiel disagrees. Rabbeinu Yechiel writes, on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to be Chozer. But on Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, now there is a Chiyuv Suda, and that is a fused Kedusha of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Rabbeinu Yechiel writes that in that possibility of Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, one must repeat the benching even if you mention Ritzei but you forgot Yalav Yavo. An interesting Chiddush. Rabbeinu Yechiel maintains that even in that instance, the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh impacts on Shabbos as well, and therefore failure to mention Yalav Yavo, it's vital. If you don't mention it, you're obligated to repeat the Berachas HaMazon. We assume again in Kuf Pei Ches that's not true. You forget to say yes, you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to be Chozer. As Sameach points out, that the Gemara does seem to indicate on some level that there is a fusion of Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. The Gemara is found in Zvachim and Avtari Aleph. This verse Sameach is found in Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara has a very fascinating shaila. The Gemara says that, look, you have two mitzvahs before you. You want to know that which mitzvah should be done first, which mitzvah should follow. So the Gemara tells us that there are many different principles. One, as you know, is tadir v'sheino tadir. That which is more frequent, that will come first. Good? Another possibility, mukudash. What if you can demonstrate that the second mitzvah has certain elements of kedusha that the first does not? So maybe that should come first. The Gemara raised the following issue. What if they split in different directions? What if it's Tadir versus Mekudash? Which one takes precedence? Tadir versus Mekudash. So the Gemara attempts to bring the following raya. Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. You're obligated to bring, right, Karban Musaf. Karban Musaf for Shabbos, Musaf also for Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says the following unusual assumption. Shabbos is Tadir. Shabbos is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh is Mekudesh. That's what the Gemara comments. Why? Rashi says, because Rosh Chodesh is referred to as a Moed. The Shitu Gebetzes writes, it's because that carbon Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper, and therefore that element of Kapara allows it to be considered Mekudesh. But that's the given of the Gemara. But that's a classic example of two mitzvos, one which is Tadir, which is Mekudesh, and what's the Halacha? The carbon of Shabbos precedes that of Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, isn't that clearly an indicator that Tadir takes precedence over Mekudesh? The Gemara says, it's no right at all. Why is that true? Because the Gemara says the following. The fact that it is Rosh Chodesh, only Lemusav Dideahani, and Lemusav the Shabbos Loahani. The Gemara says the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, that only impacts on the Rosh Chodesh carbon. That also affects the Shabbos carbon, namely, that carbon which is brought on this Shabbos, this Musaf, that is Tadir and Mekudesh. Why? Because after all, it's Rosh Chodesh, Shechal B'Shabbos. That's the Chiddush that Rosameach writes that you see from the Gemara. The Gemara allows for a blending of Kedushos, at least in carbon, even in a case of a Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. But this is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yechiel, that if one will mention, fail to mention Yalav Yavo, and Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, one must repeat the Shema Yaseh. Rabbeinu Yechiel brings a fascinating raya to his shita. Where do you see this is true? It's Rabbeinu Yechiel's raya, but take a look in the tour. In Kufei Ches, Rabbeinu Yechiel writes, Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Our case. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, let's assume a person davens, and he mentions Yom Kippur, and he fails to mention Shabbos. He has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. See, Davin Shachris, you mention Yom Kippur, you don't mention Shabbos. You're obligated to repeat. So you'll tell me that's no raya. Of course you have to repeat. You have to mention Shabbos, you have to mention Yom Kippur. If you leave out any element, of course you have to repeat. Rabbeinu Yechiel writes, what happens on Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos if you fail to mention Shabbos in Tfilas Ne'ilah? Ne'ilah, one is only davening because it's a time of Sibur, because of Yom Kippur. And yet, we assume the halacha, if last night the Ne'ilah you omitted Shabbos, you have to be a chozer. That's what we assume in Tafrei Shchav Gimel. If they're independent kedushos, couldn't one argue that, look, the mechayiv of Ne'ilah is Tanis Sibur Yom Kippurim. The fact that it happens to be Shabbos is somewhat incidental to Tfilas Ne'ilah, but yet, critical. Rabbi Yerucham writes, you see from that halacha that these are fused kedushos. These are not independent kedushos at all. That's the chiddush Rabbi Yechiel writes. What, however, is the great leap of Rabbi Yechiel? Certainly the way that I've structured this year. That Rabbi Yechiel writes, what is true of Yom Kippur, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, is true of Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. One could certainly disagree with that chiddush. No? After all, that's the model of Kedusha Achas. No, the Rambam Shita, what the Ran writes at the end of Maseches Beitzah. The Rambam is willing to grant that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Kedusha Achas even when they are Bazech or Zeh. When Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday or on a Sunday. When it's Yom Kippur, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, certainly that's Kedusha Achas. But that's not necessarily true at all when it comes to a case of Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. It's very reasonable to assume that the tighter the link of the two kedushos, the more reasonable to assume kedusha achas. What you hold of Shabbos and Yom Kippur does not necessarily impact on what you would hold when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, and certainly not when it comes to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. If Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered to be shtei kedushos, one can raise, and what about when it's Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos? If Shabbos and Yom Kippur are considered to be kedusha achas, to the point of the Ran writes, even when they don't abut at all, you can't have a Chumrah on Yom Kippur independently that doesn't exist on Shabbos because it's Kedusha Achas. Whereas the Rambam writes, when they do abut, when Yom Kippur falls on a Friday or Sunday, that's Kedusha Achas. Well, certainly when it is Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if you fail to mention Shabbos, one must repeat even Tfilas Ne'ilah. But to assume that's true when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, that's where we assume the halacha that is not the case. We assume against Rabbeinu Yechiel that if a person will fail to mention Yalav Yavo, there's no need to repeat in that situation at all. The Rosh Sameach in discussing this issue, makes the following ha'ara. You know the major machlokas rishonim, right? Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim. Everything. The Kohen Gadol does all avodos, or only certain avodos are done al yedei Kohen Gadol. That Gemara in Yom HaDafayin Gimel that tells us that avodos eino ksheiros al abo, the Kohen Gadol, he is the one who does the avodos Yom HaKippurim. Which avodos? You're aware of the stunning comment to the Balamor that the pious made a grievous error. Now we read in our davening about the pious, the lots that were drawn on Yom Kippur. The Balamor writes, that's a mistake. Right? It's true. You'll find pious in the Mishnayis, in the Seches Yuma. That's because Maseches Yuma doesn't only deal with Yom HaKippurim, it also deals with avodah throughout the year. But the Balamor writes, they didn't used to draw lots on Yom Kippur. All of the avodah was done al yedei Kohen Gadol. That's the Chiddush of the Balamor. And the Ramban writes that certainly is not true. Lots were drawn even on Yom Kippur, as we recite in our tefillah. But the Ramban does acknowledge that the lots were different from a typical day of the year. The Ramban writes there's certain avodos that do not require a Kohen Gadol. For example, avodas Laila. For example, the Trumas Hadeshen, an avoda which in principle is done at night, that didn't require the Kohen Gadol, even on Yom Kippur. Or the Ramban writes something which is called Machshirei Avoda, a preparatory stage to the avoda itself, that also does not require a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, one can envision a pious even on Yom Kippur itself. It would appear that the Rambam also was against the seal of the Balamor, where the Rambam argues that not everything had to be done al yedei Kohen Gadol. Certain avodos yes, certain avodos no. But if you look in the Rambam, avodos Yom HaKippur in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam, when he tells you which avodos are done through the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam writes, if it is a Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos, the Musaf of Shabbos is only al yedei Kohen Gadol. That's the Aruv of the Rosh Hameach. The Karban Musaf of Shabbos also only the Kohen Gadol brings. For Sameach writes, you see apparently according to the Rambam, that possibility of a fused Kedusha. The Kohen Gadol is unique in terms of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Do you consider the Karban Shabbos as part of Avodas Yom HaKippurim? That's the Chiddush that Sameach writes. And he refers you to that Gemara in Zvach Yom HaDaf Tzari Aleph, where the Kedusha Sayam of one affects that of the other and points to this as being a blended Kedusha. And then the Rosh Hameach concludes with the following. He writes, this is the answer to the Ha'ara of Rabbi Kivenger. We discussed in earlier Shiurim the mitzvah of Kiddush. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav, in Shavuos and Daf Chav. A mitzvah midarais of Kiddush on Shabbos. Machlokas Rishonim, what about on Yantif? Is there a mitzvah of Kiddush midarais, or is there not? Is there a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur? Is there a mitzvah of Kiddush? This is a kasha of the Tosfos Rid. Is there a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur? And the Tosfos Rid writes the following. If you look in the Tosfos Rid Amsachim, there are three different maduras. It's all printed in the same volume, but the Tosfos Rid Amsachim, there are three different maduras. So if you look in Daf Kuvav and Daf Kuf Yedalib, right, in Daf Kuvav it's the second madura, and Daf Kuf Yedalib it's the third madura of the Tosfos Rid, you'll find the following two days in Tosfos Rid. Is there a mitzvah midaraisa of Kiddush on Yom Kippur? The first day of Tosfos Rid writes is that's not true, because the Tosfos Rid assumes a great Kiddush. We've discussed this in earlier Shurim as well. Kiddush b'makom suda. Is that a din daraisa? Is that a din drabanan? The Tosfos Rid assumes there on Daf Kuvav that Kiddush b'makom suda is midaraisa. Well, if that's true, then you can't envision Kiddush on Yom Kippur. If you're going to require te'ima, for example, Kiddush al Hayayin, you're going to require suda for the mitzvah daraisa, so in such a case, that is not going to exist on Yom Kippur. But then the Tosfos said later in Daf Kuf Yudalit, no, we assume that Kiddush midaraisa is merely the dvarim. Any enhancement, Kiddush al Hayayin or Kiddush Makom Suda, all of that is only derabanan. Midaraisa, the mitzvah of Kiddush, is fulfilled bidvarim. So therefore the Tosfos Rid writes, absolutely. There is a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush on Yom Kippur. And when do you fulfill this mitzvah? This is what one should have in mind, kol nidre night, when a person davens mariv, and he accentuates the kedushas hayom of Yom HaKippurim, not just the chiyuv tefillah, With this, one fulfills the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. Take a look. That's what the Tosafot writes in Kuf Yudalit. Right, we assume in Siman Samach, mitzvah srichas kavana, bashub shat, that would mean when a person is davening. One should bear that in mind as well. Not just simply the mitzvah of tefillah, but the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. That's what the Tosafot writes. An interesting Kiddush. To what extent the mitzvah of Kiddush exists on Yom Kippur. In Tofei Shilches, the Magen Avram and Rabbi Kiveger discuss, right, the following issue. Let's assume, for example, a person, Rachman Latzman, is a chola who is eating on Yom Kippur. Is there a need for that person to make Kiddush? And we assume lahalachana, right? No Kiddush is made. Magen Avram raises the following issue. A person is eating, in any case, maybe you should make Kiddush. And Rabbi Kiveger, what happens if it is a Yom Kippur, Shechalios B'Shabbos? Even if you'll tell me that, look, you're not going to make Kiddush al Hayayin on Yom Kippur, because there is no halacha of Kiddush al Hayayin on Yom Kippur. There's no such halacha. No? The most you can argue, according to Tosafot Rid, is that there's Kiddush B'Dvarim. But there is no takana of Kiddush al Hayayin on Yom Kippur. So even if a person is a cholam asukun who is eating, nonetheless, we're not going to insist that he make Kiddush al Hayayin. But if that is because that doesn't exist on Yom Kippur, now what if it's a Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos? Where on the one hand, there's no halacha of Kiddush al Hayayin on Yom Kippur, but there is halacha of Kiddush al Hayayin or Kiddush with Suda on Shabbos. Under normal conditions, that's not an option, but if a person is eating anyway, should there be Kiddush at least on Yom Kippur, Shechalios B'Shabbos? That's the possibility, Rabbi Kiveger writes in Tafrei Shirches. Again, we assume halacha, no Kiddush whatsoever al Hayayin, no Kiddush with Suda. Just tefillah will be the key, as the Tosafot writes. That's what the Bir Halacha writes in the Shar HaTzion. Right, we assume even in the extreme scenario, this year, Yom Kippur, Shechalios B'Shabbos, the person is a chola who is eating anyway, no other Kiddush is recited. Why is that true? Rabbi Kiveger makes that comment, and the Rasameach writes, there, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, with his discussion of which Avodas the Kohen Gadol does, which Avodas the Kohen Gadol does not do, and his reference that Sugin Zvachman of Tzari Aleph, of the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Tadri Mekudosh, there the Rasameach concludes, that's the answer to this issue of Rabbi Kiveger, that you don't split off the Kedusha, certainly not, when it comes to a case of Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. That is considered to be a fused Kedusha, a Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and as such, there is no argument that, although Yom Kippur no, Shabbos yes, there is never a chiyuv of Kiddush with anything more bedvarim on even Yom Kippur, Shechalios B'Shabbos, and therefore Sameach writes as a Devar Poshut, that no Kiddush in fact is made. But he links it to this issue of the overlapping Kedushas Hayom, whether one argues that's considered to be an independent Kedushas, or whether it's considered to be a few cents of Kedushas Hayom. It's a fascinating issue. There's even a discussion Rav Moshe has in Igros Moshe, Arachayim and Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin, where Rav Moshe was asked by the following recently in the Shulchan Shlomo, Haros of Rav Shlomo Zalman, also addressing this particular issue. What would happen in these types of cases? You find it discussed in Achronim in different scenarios. A person is obligated to mention the main Hamorah of two different Kedushas, Shabbos and Yantiv. Now let's assume, for example, a person davens a Shemon Esrei and Yantiv Shechalios B'Shabbos, and a person forgot to mention Yantiv. He just davened a Shabbos Shemon Esrei. You know, the person knew enough to realize that's the problem. I didn't mention Yantiv. So he davens another Shemon Esrei, but just of Yantiv. So his first Shemon Esrei was just Shabbos. His second Shemon Esrei was just Yantiv. Now what happens in that particular case is you have to daven a third Shemon Esrei. A person will make Kiddush on Yantiv Shechalios B'Shabbos, just the Shabbos Kiddush. It makes a second Kiddush for Yantiv. Now all of a sudden realizes his error. Does he have to repeat? Or a person will bench. And he'll say Ritzei and not Yalav Yavo. He realizes his mistake. He goes and benches again and now just mentions Yalav Yavo without Ritzei, thinking that all I have to do is make up for that which I missed. Interesting scenario. What happens under those conditions? That could, in fact, be dependent on our issue of the fusion of Kedushas in a case of the Yantiv Shechalios B'Shabbos. Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva, and that tshuva Rav Moshe was discussing tefillah, Rav Moshe writes the following chiddush. Rav Moshe suggests a difference possibly between Shachris as opposed to Musaf, a fascinating chiddush. Rav Moshe writes the following, that normally speaking, let's assume, for example, the Yantiv Shechalios B'Shabbos, And a person only mentioned one, didn't mention the other. If he asks you what now should he do, the answer is daven the full Shemoneh Esrei, mentioning Shabbos as well as Yantiv. Rav Moshe, whoever comments that, let's assume the person didn't do that, and b'di'eved, he davened one in one, as opposed to a single Shemoneh Esrei of two. Rav Moshe writes that with that, in fact, he can be Yotzi. Interesting Fiddish. B'di'eved will assume that one is Yotzi. Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted, and Shulchan Shlomo is assuming that yes, b'di'eved, one is Yotzi with the one in one, even though ideally the Kedusha should in fact be mentioned simultaneously. Rav Moshe writes that perhaps when it comes to Musaf there's a difference. Rav Moshe writes that in Europe he was faced with the following Shaila, that it was once a Rosh Chodesh that fell on Shabbos, and the police came and they arrested a group of Jews on Shabbos. They were in prison, and at that time they didn't have a sitter with them. They had to daven, so they didn't know the Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei Behart. They davened the regular Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. And then they came and asked, what should they do now, being released later in that day, whether it's necessary to daven the Shemoneh Esrei now just for what they missed, or do they have to daven the entire Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. See, Rav Moshe writes the Kiddush. When it comes to Shacharis, Rav Moshe writes, one should daven the combined Shemoneh Esrei. When it comes, however, to Musaf, which is purely Keneged HaKarban, and the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh were offered independent of the Karbanos of Shabbos, so then Rav Moshe writes, even Lechatchila, in that second Shemoneh Esrei, just to mention Rosh Chodesh and not to mention Shabbos. A fascinating issue. And the Shulchan Shlomo, right there, Rav Shlomo Zalman refers to this Kedush of Rav Moshe, and Rav Shlomo Zalman writes not to distinguish between Shacharis and Musaf. In both cases, the Chachila to mention the blended Shemoneh Esrei, but the Dievet, if one did not, then not to do so. And Shlomo Zalman concludes with the following Safek. Let's assume, for example, let's say Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios B'Shabbos. And a person went ahead and he davened and he failed to mention the fact that Shabbos. He has to daven Musaf again. Musaf again means, Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, ideally to mention Rosh Hashanah as well as Shabbos. Does he have to repeat Malchus, Sechronos, and Shalchus? That's a suffix that Rosh Shlomo Zalman has. Is it enough to mention the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos? Or do we assume, no, you mamish have to start from scratch and to repeat Malchus, Sechronos, and Shalchus, where that was already said, but you failed to mention Shabbos. So you're going to daven again. You're going to mention Shabbos. You're going to mention Rosh Hashanah. But does it require full repetition of Malchus, Sechronos, and Shalchus? And Rosh Shlomo Zalman leaves that with the Tzarach Iyun. These are just a few applications, right, of this issue of the Kedushos of Kedushachas versus Shtei Kedushos. Again, when it comes to 2 days of Yantif, two Kedushos. When it comes to the case of Shabbos and Yantif, even that we assume is two Kedushos. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we assume Kedushachas Yemarich Tadamya Midrabanan. The possibility is the Rambam writes of Shabbos and Yom Kippur back to back as being real Kedushachas. And then the second half of the Shir, what if they are not Kedushos that are back to back, but rather overlapping Kedushas Hayom? The question of whether that constitutes Kedushachas, beginning with the case of Rosh Chodesh, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechiel, extending the Machlokes, Beisila Beishami, as Rav Slavichik explained, and then the raya from Tfilas Neila, that when it comes to Yom Kippur Shechalayas B'Shabbos, certainly then a fused Kedushas Hayom, and then the Naftaminas of the Rosameach and Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur. I'm going to pass it on.